They think I know it. I told them one day they thought I knew as much as a doctor, and I thought I did too, but I didn't.
Now, okay, your daddy, your granddaddy probably used a straight razor to shave with, didn't he?
Yeah, well, so did my husband.
And,
three generations.
Sharpen it on a...
Strap. Strap.
Leather strap.
Leather strap. You'd say strap, but it was strap. And it's spelled S-T-R-O-P in a lot of places. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, it is. S-T-R-O-P instead of strap. S-T-R-A-P.
And you'd straighten your hair with a comb or a...
No, curling iron. Or curl it or straighten it. If you wanted it curly, you'd put this curling iron down in the chimney, lamp chimney, and then you'd take have a piece of tissue paper that you'd saved out of your shoebox.
Didn't it get black being done
away? Sure, but you'd take this tissue paper and wipe and clean it off. And it's still hot, and then it opened up like a pair of scissors, and you'd put your hair between it and then clamp it tight and roll your hair around. Curling iron. Oh, yeah.
But, you'd use a comb or a...
Yeah, just a straight comb, I reckon we used. You know, just a comb. I reckon we had comb. I remember, I told you about Mr. Katz's beautiful bag of goodies there. My goodness, all those little combs, they were pins. Yeah, brushes. Toothbrushes. You know where we got our toothbrushes? Off of the blackgum tree. My, I don't know. I didn't ever remember having a toothbrush till.
How'd you brush your teeth with a black gum?
Well, a child, you'd chew it up and have a little brush about that big, and you'd just brush your teeth the best with it.
You chewed it up?
Uh-huh. Break it off about like this. And you didn't want it half as big as my little finger, you see. And it was... One big as nothing, but you could just chew up a little piece and be just as fuzz in. Why, that's nothing. Tastes better than a good black gum toothbrush. That's the only toothbrush I remember. Good night. I reckon I nearly grown. Before I ever had a toothbrush. Didn't know what a toothbrush was. A lot of things you didn't know about then.
Yes, ma'am.
In 1914.
And you'd brush your teeth with? Now, things you would get through the mail would be a free, what? Like, did you ever get anything free through the mail when companies wanted you to...
Do something?
You didn't
do that. You didn't get that, nothing. That. You got an almanac free through the mail. Old lady's almanac. You'd get that. Maybe a calendar, you know. Okay. And,
if a woman wanted to buy a dress in a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
To match.
As a what?
As a sample to match. You'd take a sample. You wanted or had some material that you wanted to match, you'd take a piece of it, maybe a ribbon. Because, you know, they wore a lot of ribbons in them, especially in your hair and sashes, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't dressed up unless you had a sash on, ribbon sash on, don't you say? Yeah, about so wide and tied around and a big bow in the back.
Every girl wanted her dress to be...
Prettier than the others. Right.
Okay. Now, what would you wear over your dress in the kitchen? You'd wear...
Apron. You couldn't cook unless you had an apron on. And they're out of style now unless they're about that big, you know. Wouldn't cover up my stomach much less. Dress.
Okay. Now, the sort of things that men would wear, what would they wear to church?
They'd have a suit now. They wore suits then.
If your old suit wore out, your husband would go out and buy himself
another suit.
A new.
And you see, you had to keep a suit sort of decent to be buried in, don't you see? you just didn't go out and buy a